Worry, worry, worry. We all do it, don't we? We don't think about it all that much. When something's out of our control, something that could go the wrong way, we tend to focus on all the things that could possibly go wrong. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but worrying is just about the most stupid thing that we can ever do, as Jesus put it, and who by worrying can add a single hour to their lifespan. Well, that's stating the blindingly, glimpsingly obvious then, isn't it? And yet we still want to worry about stuff as though it'll make things better. Let me be blunt here, it won't. Nothing good has ever come from worrying about anything, would you agree? And to that end, it's a patently stupid thing to do. Deep down, we of course know that. And yet we've become so used to worrying about things that it's become an ingrained habit. Well, there is, however, an alternative. A much, much better alternative. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That alternative is pouring your heart out to God, praying with a thankful heart, sharing your fears and hurts and needs with Him. Because when we do that, there's a promise that God has made that He will deliver on. The promise, here it is again, in case you missed it, is that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Worry or peace? Which one of those two do you really want? That's God's word, fresh for you today. God's word is nothing if not encouraging. And why wouldn't it be? God loves you more than you can ever imagine. And His word, the Bible, is His love letter to you. That's why you can receive this devotional in your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.